St. Louis County's 10-year plan to end homelessness is either on year 10 or 8, depending on how you count the process. It began in 2005. The completed plan was adopted in 2007. So the question remains, can we end homelessness in St. Louis County within 2 years? The third annual Housing for All Community Summit took a hard look at that question, and Joel Kilgore, he's a longtime member of the Loaves and Fishes Catholic Worker Community, and he joins us to talk about some of the answers. Joel, good morning. It's always great to have you with us.
Good morning, Lisa.
So tell me about the summit. Were people encouraged or discouraged that we're either in year 8 or 10, and how are they counting that?
Well, year 8. So the plan was formally adopted in 2007 by the St. Louis County and the City of Duluth. The plan came out of a couple years of work, as you mentioned, by housing advocates, by people experiencing poverty. There were a lot of community meetings to develop a plan, and a lot of great things came out of it in the first couple of years. But then it got a little dusty, sat on the shelf. And so in 2011, Chum and Loaves and Fishes called for the community to come back together and reinvest in ending homelessness. And so that first annual summit. And it was very successful, and it's built since then. This year, over 200 people joined us at the Coppertop Church yesterday to talk about solutions to poverty and homelessness in our community. We realize that, you know, we may never be able to completely end homelessness, but we certainly can end homelessness as we know it, as an epidemic where there are hundreds of people every night in our community who have nowhere to call home. But it is going to take the investment of the entire community. So seeing everybody there yesterday, from law enforcement to social workers to elected officials to people who, you know, literally the night before had slept under a bridge, coming together where everybody's voice mattered and coming up with solutions, that was hopeful. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we're on the right track.
One of the ways that we can understand how we're doing is to understand goals. There have been some real visible signs of progress, the Steve O'Neill apartments, for example, and yet it probably helps to understand what the folks who are working with people who are homeless, what are their top priorities right now?
Sure. Well, every year at the summit, we identify three top community priorities that we're all going to work on in St. Louis County. Last year, the number one priority was improving tenant-landlord relations. There's really a high percentage of people in our communities who are renting. In Duluth, about 40% of all housing is renter-occupied, and renters tend to be low income. So out of last year's process, we were able to restart the Duluth Housing Access Center. We just got complete funding for that now through a collaboration between the city and the county. And so that'll be up and running in July to provide mediation, education, and information to landlords and tenants. So that was one of our priorities. This year, one of the priorities we identified was to build on that, to look at some of the barriers to rentals or renting for low-income people. Two of the big ones that we identified this year were at the application process itself. For somebody who doesn't have any money going out looking for an apartment, right now most landlords charge an application fee to do a background check. Because it costs the landlords money to do that, but that runs about $30 to $40 a piece, and so if somebody's putting in several applications for housing and they already don't have any money, that's a huge barrier. So looking at developing some sort of universal application fee process, and then also people with felony convictions. There's growing numbers of people in our community who have felony convictions, in large part because of the drug war. It's very, very difficult for them to find housing because of the tight rental market in Duluth. We have about a 3 to 4% vacancy rate in apartments and in the affordable housing end of that spectrum. It's more like a 1% vacancy rate. So landlords can afford to be pretty choosy. And that means people with any kind of bad felony convictions are going to have a very difficult time finding housing. So we're looking at ways to perhaps incentivize for landlords renting, giving people a second chance. So those are two of the priorities we talked about. The other things we discussed were creating more affordable housing for single people. The Steve O'Neill Apartments is wonderful, and we have 44 units for families now, and that's going to make a huge difference for families experiencing poverty. We also have a large number of single people and couples who need that kind of supportive housing. So that's on our priority list as well.
So how do you feel coming out of that summit, Joel? Because you've been active, obviously, with the Loaves and Fishes for a long time. So you saw the enthusiasm and the excitement bubble up 8 years ago. How do you feel coming out of the summit? Do you feel that it kind of got the shot in the arm that you were hoping it would get?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us at Loaves and Fishes, it's really important that we have all the voices at the table, because if these decisions are just made by policymakers who don't have an experience of homelessness, or social workers, and it's we're not going to accomplish the goals that we need to accomplish. We need to be listening directly to the people who are experiencing homelessness, who have experienced homelessness, and also engaging the community as a whole, because there's simply not enough federal dollars to pay enough social workers to fix the problem. We need to be invested as St. Louis County. And the summit is a place for that to start. So it was a diverse and enthusiastic group of people yesterday. It's easy to get discouraged because there's so much need, but you know, we're going to be tackling it issue by issue, year by year, and we're not going to end homelessness in 2 years. We know that, but we've developed a better system for engaging the community, and over time, we believe we're going to make a real big difference.
And Joel, I look forward to a conversation with you in a couple of months about the Housing Access Center also.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Joel.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Joel Kilgore is a longtime member of the Loaves and Fishes Catholic Worker Community, and he joined us this morning to talk about the Housing for All Community Summit.